Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to the Early Morning Sunday Show. And as usual at this time, we have Brother Faisal Patel and we have our tech slot. And today we're talking about some very interesting things. And as we always talk about food, I think, on our gardening show, we're starting off today's show with a little bit of food as well. But let's first greet Brother Faisal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you, Sister Nisa, and to the listeners of Radio Islam International.
All right, so we're starting off with Nando's early in the morning, so you're getting our taste buds going, but let's find out more about their curbside app.
Yeah, Sister Nisa, before we go on to that, I've put up a poll on our Radio Islam Twitter account, and the question I'm asking is, can you live without your smartphone for just one day? So there's a poll on our Twitter account on Radio Islam. Can you live without your smartphone for just one day? Interesting responses so far, 24 votes, 67% say yes, and 33% no. So we'll take more of those responses. If you are on the Twitter app, please go vote there. Can you live without your smartphone for just one day? I also asked a question, Sister Nisa. Maybe we can take some responses towards the end. What is the one mobile app that everyone must have on their smartphones or tablets? You can also respond to that. Send a WhatsApp. I'm in studio today, so 072-786-1548, and we will take some responses to that as well. Speaking about the Nando's curbside app, Sister Nisa, the one thing that the COVID-19 has really made us use a lot of is technology. Initially, when the hard lockdown was in place, that's level 5 and level 4, we couldn't go to restaurants, we couldn't even order over the phone, nothing. And now we know that sit-downs are open, you can go to the restaurant, but people are still a bit apprehensive. They're scared because the infections are rising at an extremely rapid rate. We know from some reports, and I did a Instagram video for Radio Islam, you can check it out on Radio Islam's Instagram account, the latest update on the COVID-19 stats. And there are reports that Gauteng is going to be the epicenter of the COVID-19 infection in South Africa, with more than 150,000 cases possibly by the end of July. So that's very, very scary. So while sit-downs are open and people are going to restaurants, they're still a bit apprehensive. They are scared as well. So what Nando's has done, they've got a wonderful app, which is a normal Nando's app, obviously. But on that app, you can do something which I haven't seen before, and I've tried it out this week. It works absolutely wonderful. The feature they got on the app is called Curbside. I don't know if you heard of that, Sister Anissa, yeah. Curbside app. So basically what you do, and you can check out the whole video. I actually did a video on it on my YouTube channel at Faisal Patel, how the app works, how you go about ordering and that sort of stuff. But to explain it briefly to the listeners, if you want to order a delicious chicken meal, not so early in the morning like now, because we still have to have breakfast, but for afternoon, for Saturdays or for Sunday afternoon, or even though if your wife doesn't want to cook or you don't want your wife to cook and you want to take a break from the kitchen, then, well, there's three ways. One, you can phone Nando's. That's the first one. You can go to the internet, or alternatively, you can use the app, which you can download, and it's free of charge. Once you go onto the app, you obviously select your chicken meal and you select what you want and you select your sides and, you know, whatever you want to order. And then you're going to go out to checkout. When you click on checkout, it's going to ask you for which restaurant that you want to order from. Now, there are only a limited number of restaurants that are currently participating in the curbside app. And I'm not talking about, when I'm speaking about curbside apps, Sister Nisa, basically what it is, it's that they bring the food to your car. So when you go to the Nando's store, there's no drive-to. Nando's tagline is drive to rather than drive through. So when you go there, you park in a specific or designated area, and once you're there, they bring the food to your car. So that's actually very, very cool. And I tried it out this week, so let's go through it again. You order your food and that sort of stuff, and then you select a restaurant that offers the curbside feature and you click on that. It asks you for your car registration, the make of your car and what color it is and what time you intend collecting it. And also when you want to pay, do you want to pay there or do you want to pay online? So you have a choice there as well. When you go to the store, they'll have designated marking spots. It's called curbside delivery and curbside collect. You park in one of those sports, and then you go back to your app and you just click on I've arrived. And once you click on I've arrived, the Nando's waiter or waitress will then come to your car with a tray with your food on there. And in my case, they even came with hand sanitizer, and they didn't allow me to take the order till I sanitized my hand. She repeated my order, that sort of stuff. If you do order, they will bring a card machine and it'll swipe your card there as well. It's very, very simple. There's a number of stores. Check it out. As I mentioned, there is a YouTube video on my YouTube channel at Faisal Patel. Check it out there. I actually did that review this week and it works absolutely wonderful. Sometimes, you know, Sister Nisa, I don't know, when you drive somewhere, you want to go there, but you don't want to get off the car. You just want people to bring it to your car. And this works wonderful. You can do it on the Nando's via the internet on their website. Alternatively, you can even phone if you want, and you can even drive through rather. So you have a choice. But the curbside app is absolutely wonderful. We always keep our cell phones with us all the time. Maybe you sitting in a studio like me on a Sunday morning and you craving some Nando's chicken at 8 o'clock in the morning and you want to eat something. And, you know, I don't have time to actually go and drive through. I just want to go there and collect it. And while I'm, you know, in between bulletins, I can just go quickly to the Nando's and just sit in a car and they can bring it to me. So check that out. I think it's an absolutely wonderful, wonderful feature, considering that, you know, we're sitting with our phones all the time. Just makes it more convenient, and we are under lockdown as well.
Oh, definitely. What it does remind me of is, I'm not sure it's going to reveal how old I am, but I really don't mind. If you remember in way back then when there were things like driving,
yes,
you had people who came to your car to serve your meal. And if you remember the old American sitcoms and things like that, or little movies that we used to watch on TV, you'd have the girls in their little what do they call those things? It wasn't rollerblades.
Yeah, roller skates.
Roller skates. That's it. And they come over to serve your food. It reminds me of that.
It's a wonderful concept. It's nostalgic. I think it's absolutely great. And as you mentioned, rightly so, it reminds you of that. And, you know, sometimes the good old days is not bad at all. I really enjoyed it. I mean, it was a wonderful experience. So a thumbs up to Nando's.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's a nice way, especially now that we're allowed to go out a bit. You know, when you're coming home, maybe after a bit of shopping, you don't really want to come home and cook. So what you can do is place your order whilst you're shopping, do your shopping, pick up and collect, and you're back home.
Yeah, and you don't even have to collect. You just sit in your car and you'll bring it to you.
Yes, absolutely. So I think it's a really good idea. Thank you for sharing that with us. All right, and then we're looking at Hey Casey Cases. What's that all about?
Yeah, whenever I do review, Sister Nisa, whether it's an unboxing video of a brand new phone or whether I review a specific phone, the one thing that I always stress to the people that follow me on YouTube and social media, Twitter, Instagram, is that when you buy the phone, make sure that you have a cover immediately, at least a cover minimum, because you never know what can happen. You can be unboxing the phone at home, you can unboxing it in a shop, and it can slip out of your hand and it can crack. And I know a friend of mine that actually went to the iStore a few years back, got his phone, just opened the box, and because it was so slippery, it fell in the shop, in the iStore, and it cracked on both sides. And that is absolutely terrible. That's one aspect of it, so to protect your phone. The second aspect is, Sister Nisa, I don't know what cover you have on your phone, but, you know, when you have a cover on your phone, it's always an extension of your personality. Some people got a cover of a BMW or Ferrari or Lamborghini or whatever it is. Some people got artwork. Some people got pictures of their family. Some people even got this little holder where you can put your bank cards and your credit cards in. But what I've noticed is that sometimes there's a certain case that you want or a cover that you want that might not be available at the shop or maybe at some of the mobile stores, and you want your own cover, you want your own design. And that's what Hey Casey basically does. They sell a whole lot of covers. Beautiful, beautiful covers. I mean, they're absolutely stunning. And they asked me to review two of them. And I promise you, I sat almost 2 hours. I didn't know what to choose because they've got such a huge, huge variety. I also did a video on that, so you can check out my YouTube channel about the cases they got in their website as well. And the best part about it, Sister Nisa, they even allow you to choose any cover that you want or your own design. Let me give you an example, Sister Nisa. You want your daughter on the back cover of your phone. All you have to do is send a picture of your daughter, to these guys. They will then make up that cover and send it back to you. So anything you want, from cars to Ferraris to landscapes to sunsets, the possibilities are basically endless. So you can choose any picture and they'll make it up for you, they'll manufacture it and they'll send it back to you. The best thing about it is the price. I bought the cover about a few weeks back, and these covers are expensive, especially for the higher end phones, anything from 300-400 rand upwards. These guys' covers, Hey Casey's covers, start from around 210 rand. And if you order more than a certain amount, the delivery is even free. So I've chosen one. You can check it out on a YouTube video. It's like a blue marble one. I've chosen one for my wife as well. It's called Painter's Medley. It's absolutely stunning. It looks absolutely beautiful. It doesn't make the phone bulky as well. It's very, very thin. It's got a little lip, which is just higher than the screen as well. So if you put your phone down on the table, you can also protect it that way. And it's clear. It's absolutely beautiful. Check out the YouTube video on my YouTube channel. But, you know, like I said, the possibilities are endless. So if somebody is tuning in today and maybe they like the beautiful sunset on Durban's beachfront and they managed to get a stunning picture, you can take that picture, send it to Hey Casey. They will make up the cover for you. In a few days, inshallah, maybe a week or so, they will then send you that cover. So check out that video and share your thoughts and comments in that comment section below on the YouTube channel. And inshallah, we can answer some of those as well.
Well, I just had a look at them and I see that they have one of their personalizations is Mendy, and you can choose sort of Mendy designs that they have, or possibly your own as well, as you said.
Yeah, the Mendy ones are absolutely brilliant. You know, I was actually in that video that I speak about on my YouTube channel. I mentioned that, you know, during Eid and Eid al-Fitr and special occasions, weddings, nikahs, the ladies normally put Mendy on their hands. Now you can actually have Mendy on your phone covers. I think that's absolutely awesome.
True. All right. And then we're moving on to the Huawei MatePad T8 Watch. GT2E, what's all that about?
Yeah, the first one's basically a tablet. I know last week you were asking about a tablet for your daughter. You know, the Huawei range is slightly cheaper than the other brands like Samsung and especially Apple, whose new iPad starts from around 17,000 rand, Sister Nisa. I mean, it's just too expensive. It's ridiculously expensive. So what Huawei has done, they've launched this new tablet, and it's called the MatePad T8. Now, we know where the schools currently open and close, and we know now they've extended the, you know, only it's just so confusing. I don't know what the minister is doing at the moment, you know, and then I think the parents are very apprehensive at the moment. They're scared. They don't want to send their children to school. Grade R and I think 6 and 11 will only be allowed to start from tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken. There is a briefing that's taking place today where more details will obviously be given as well. So basically the Mate Tab 8 by Huawei is not an expensive tablets. It's priced around 2,999, so it's quite affordable. It's a wonderful tablet, and for children at home that need schooling and, you know, you can't afford an expensive computer, this is something that maybe you can look at. It has 80% screen to body ratio. It's got a 5100 mAh battery, so that's quite cool as well. And then you can use it to read ebooks. It's got a blue light filter, a lot of wonderful features. And remember that children interact more with tablets these days. We're living in an era where children are just technologically inclined. And while the children are stuck at home, we know that there are some Zoom classes taking place. We know that the teachers are sending children, you know, homework to do so they don't miss out too much on the curriculum. And then, you know, a lot of people ask me, Faisal, I need a computer. My child needs to do Zoom classes and that sort of stuff. You might not have to buy a fully fledged computer. And this is maybe one of them that you can look at as well. So during COVID-19, when and if school starts completely for all the grades, I think if you are looking for a tablet, maybe look at this one. For 2,999, Sister Nisa, I think it's absolutely worth it if parents are considering looking for a tablet for their kids, especially when they're home during the lockdown.
Oh, definitely. You know what? I have I've had a Huawei MediaPad. I can't remember. It's so old, but it's fallen. The screen is badly cracked. But I'll say one thing, it's still working without any issue. And I've had it, the guarantee's gone. I think it's almost 5 years that I've had it. And it works perfectly fine. I have nothing but good to say about the Huawei that I have. So I love my iPhone. It does everything like I want it to. I love my media pad Huawei as well. I think they both have their use. And I must say, the Wobby is hardy.
Yeah, no, it's a wonderful brand. We know there are some concerns with regards to the whole US-China dispute. I actually got in a question from a brother earlier last week sometime, and I hope he's tuned in where we can answer some of this question. His name is Ibi, and he goes onto the Twitter handle, Ibi2310. Just to go through the question quickly, Sir Sanisa. He says, Salams, brother, hope you and the family are well and safe. I am due for an upgrade this week and just wanted your views on the latest phones, with the Huawei P40 being awesome. However, there is a decent workaround. It. Does it not have the Google Play Store? It's consistent to get those reliable apps updated. How does the A71 and the S20 compare? So basically, the new Huawei's that are coming out will not have the Google Play Store. So that's a given. They do have the Huawei App Store. It's called the HMS Store. You can get most, if not all, the apps there. Another aspect of it is there's certain things that if you want on your old Huawei phone that you want on your new Huawei phone, you can actually clone the device from one to the other. So if you do have WhatsApp and you can't access it, assuming from the new Huawei App Store, you can then just clone whatever apps you have on your old phone onto the new phone. You can check out more of that on the Huawei website. And then he's asking, how does the A71 and S20 compare? It's two different ranges. You get the A range and you get the S range. The A range is more mid-range and sort of less expensive and more economically priced, where the S range is more expensive, more premium devices. So you can start from the A10 right up to A71, and they range from around 3,000 Rand up to about 6,000-7,000 Rand, perhaps higher as well. And there's a mid-range phone, so they'll have all the bells and whistles. They've got wonderful cameras. I'm using an A51 at the moment. I've actually given it to my wife, so she's using it. It's an absolute wonderful device. Four cameras. It's no slack at all. I mean, it works wonderful. And then you get the S range, which I have, which is the S10 Plus. That is premium ranges. I mean, that's top of the range. The S20 Ultra. So they more expensive. They started from as little as 12,000 and they go very onwards as well. So at the end of the day, you need to see what fits your pocket, number one, and what features do you need. So he says his contract is up for upgrade. I think the first question that Ibi needs to ask himself is how much can he afford? That's the first thing, on a monthly, assuming he's taking it on a contract. Yes. That's one. The second thing is he needs to ask himself what features does he want in the phone. Does he make use of the camera, the recorder, and many other stuff? Then take that into account. And number three is that what package does he want? Does he want more data? Does he want more voice? Does he want more SMSs? Because you're having people, and I spoke to Shamil Jusup a while back, that's a Vodacom CEO. A lot of people choose packages because of the phones and not what contract they're getting. So you're sitting with a high-end smartphone, but you only get 200 megs of data, which you finish in one day, and then you still have to start buying data and that sort of stuff, and it just puts you in a very precarious position. So that's the three questions that I would ask Ibi to consider before buying the phone. The comparison between A range and S range is obviously the A range is more mid-range and the S range is premium. And then as far as the Huawei store is concerned, just to recap on that, is that you have most of, if not all, the apps on the Huawei App Store, and you can also clone your old Huawei device to your new Huawei device if you really want all the apps that you have on your old device on your new one.
Okay, so yeah, I think that's one of the great things about Huawei is the ability to clone. All right, and then now we're looking, you said there was a second part, and that's the Watch GT2e.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you got a watch. I've always been stressing on you during the program. But, you know, we are cooped up in a home and we know that infection rate is rising rapidly. People want to exercise, but they don't want to go out as well. And you need to keep track of that exercise. Though the Huawei Watch GT2e, that's the latest version that's out. A wonderful device. It's got exceptional battery life. I've had the previous version at home and I've used it like almost a month without actually charging it. 3 weeks without charging it. So it's got all the features. It's got a nice screen. It needs to be light. It needs to have all the wonderful features. It's not big. It's 46 millimeters. It also has a sleep tracker and has a whole lot of other features as well. And it's not expensive like the tablet, Sister Nisa. It sells for around 3499. And if you order, they've got some specials as well. And it's available from the mainstream stores also. So some of the features on that particular watch that you can check can measure your heart rate. It's got AI smart heart rate algorithms. It can check out your workouts, your exercise regimes. It can check your calories, everything. I mean, it's got just got a lot of features, and it's not the best of the best. I mean, obviously, you get the Apples and the Samsung Galaxy watches as well. But if you want an entry-level smartwatch, then this is one that you can possibly go for. Like I mentioned, not expensive at all, you know, and it's a wonderful device. Just at $3,499, I think it's significantly cheaper than the Apple Watch, which starts off at around almost 11,000 for the Series 5.
I just haven't found my way to a store yet to get the watch. Inshallah, maybe when I do have some time or the ability to do so. Time is something that we have to manage very well these days, especially with the lockdown and some stores not being open and also getting around. So inshallah, I'll get there. All right, so now we're going to look at South Rica with Vodacom.
Yeah, I think this is absolutely wonderful. You know, the one thing that we always worry about is that whenever we take a phone, you know, you need to Rica it and that sort of stuff. But Vodacom has come out with a new self Rica, and the article is on our website. I would urge the listeners to get more detail on that. But just to go through some of the features, they got a new chatbot, and basically what this allows you to do is you can Rica your SIM without actually going into the store. So in support of government's call to stay safe and stay at home, Vodacom has introduced the self-Rica platform. So traditionally, customers would, like I said, walk into a Vodacom store and present some sort of identification, proof of residence, and SIM card. Now, with this particular self-service system, Nisa, you can do everything just with Toby's help. So Toby is the service bot, or, you know, the service assistant on the Vodacom app. So to explain to the listeners who is Toby and what is Toby. Basically, it's a chatbot and a self-service team member. It will assist with capturing and validating personal information against external trusted sources, and, you know, including home affairs. And the process is simple, sister Anissa, to Rica your SIM card. All you have to do is take a picture, scan the new prepaid SIM card, an ID document or passport for foreign nationals, and then recording a video with a unique PIN as proof that you are the correct person. All these identities are compared using AI and biometrics and then verified with the Home Affairs Department. And once it's verified, the customer can then insert the SIM in any cell phone they want, and they will receive a welcome message from Vodacom with a new mobile number. So if you want to check out more of the details of that story, you can go to Radio Islam's website. But I think it's simple, considering that we are under lockdown. You don't have to leave your home to actually get to Rica your SIM, or if you want a new SIM card, you can just do it that way. We're just moving at such a rapid pace as far as technology is concerned, that sometimes we can't keep up, and we just can't keep up with everything because it's moving at a rapid pace. So I think another wonderful effort by Vodacom to make Rica-ing something which is to become a tedious process that much easier.
Yeah, definitely. I think the Rica process can get a bit annoying sometimes, especially when you're rushing around and you find that you don't have, you know, one of your utility bills. I mean, who carries those things with them anyway?
Yeah, of course, definitely.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, that's it. Do you have any questions that have maybe come through with regards to the poll?
Well, I just want to go complete that poll quickly. Let's just check what's the total that has come through. We haven't had any questions on WhatsApp, but inshallah, maybe they will send it to me privately. But at the moment, Sister Nisa, before we conclude, the question that I asked at the beginning of the program, can you live without your smartphone for just one day? We've had 32 votes, and 59% of the people say yes, and 41% of the people say no. So it's almost an even split. I don't know about you, Sister Nisa. Can you live without your phone for one day?
Faisal, I have a rule, and I have to do this because what happens is you get inundated by messages, and sometimes they can actually become very depressing and drag you down. I make sure that I do not look at my phone between 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. every single day. But I can tell you that I can very easily live without my phone. I can unplug, and I can, I always tell people, if it's important, phone.
Well, my case, Sister Nisa, I don't think I can. If the listeners were tuned in yesterday to my social media and to Radio Islam social media, you know that I send out the COVID-19 stats at just after 12 o'clock. So my phone is an integral part of the work that I do. And sometimes you do take a break. I mean, you know, yesterday I was making a joke and reading some comics just to de-stress a bit and, you know, get away from the mundanity of just sitting on your phone and your computer all the time. But, you know, it's an important piece of technology in our lives, but there has to be balance, as you rightly so say as well.
Yeah, no, for work, when it's time for me to do work, then obviously my phone becomes part of me. But I also find that, like, Saturday is the one day that I'm away from everything, so I tend to maybe switch off completely, and very seldom will I look at my phone, and if I have to, it's because I'm either, I know somebody is going to message, or I check periodically just to make sure that, you know, in case there's something that maybe I missed. I found that sometimes you miss messages, family messages, because people are busy and they tend to rather just send the message instead of phoning.
Of course, absolutely. Yeah.
So that's when I look, but and I'll check to see if maybe the boss is sending messages or something like that. You know, you have to keep up to date with those things as well. But other than that, I try to keep as switched off as possible. But yeah, I think it's very difficult though.
Yeah, no, it is. But like I said, there has to be a balance, and, you know, everything comes in moderation. So for the listeners, you know, if you are abundantly on your phone, or, you know, a lot of your time on your phone, maybe just create that balance and take a break now and then, because you need to have a moderation of using these phones. These things can become addictive. We've seen it in some children as well. So just monitor your children, monitor yourself as well, and let's do things moderately. There's time for everything, including using the cell phone.
Yeah, I think Professor Salim Abdul Karim said yesterday, you don't want your children to become computer heads.
Yeah, of course.
Like that. Anyway, Jazakallah khair for your time this morning, and we'll talk to you again next week, inshallah, with more interesting topics.
Absolutely, Sister Nisa. And remember that the listeners, if they've got any questions, they can mail me on faisal@radioislam.co.za. If there's any question, you can also tweet me on @faisalpatel143. That's my Twitter handle. On Instagram @faisalpatel143 as well. And at Nando's curbside app that we were talking about, including the Hey KC covers or cases, you can check out my YouTube channel @faisalpatel, and maybe drop a comment below if there's any questions that you may have. And if there's any interesting things that the listeners want us to talk about, they can just drop me a mail as well. Inshallah, we will try to feature some of those products on the tech show next week, inshallah.
Alright, Faisal, just with the curbside app, do we mention your name and do we get a discount?
I'm not sure about that. I'll have to speak to the PR company about that, but I would urge the listeners to try it out. You know, I've enjoyed the experience. It was just so simple, it was so easy, and it worked wonderful. So if you are going to download the app, it's free, try it out and let me know what you think about it, and who knows, maybe Nando's will give you a discount, you never know.
Inshallah. All right,
wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.